Hey guys, welcome back to the Rise Podcast. This is Blake and I'm here with Braden. Sorry we took a couple weeks off. We had
technical difficulties.
Yeah, some things with the church. And anyway, the point is we're back here now. And today we're going to be talking about, so we have a friend or we meet somebody and they've never been to church, or they don't really know Jesus, or they don't know what it means to be a Christian, or they have like a skewed view of who Christians are. And how can we talk to them? How can we approach them? And go ahead and get us started, Braden.
Okay, I think this is a very important topic. And like the skewed view and stuff like that, that's a thing that, especially in today's culture, that's what Christians get a bad rap of, as judgmental. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to do nothing to do with us. But I think your first thing you got to do, if you're a Christian and you're trying to talk to a non-believer or someone that doesn't really know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be friends with them first.
Yeah.
Don't shove it down their throat like, this is God, this is what he's done for me, this is, and if you don't accept him, you're going to hell. That's not the way to do it.
But if you do that, they're probably going to run away.
Yeah, probably. And then that bad rap is true.
I think that as Christians, we kind of assume that everybody has the same like Christian knowledge as we do. But that's not true at all. It's like if Bill Nye the Science Guy, okay, came up to you and started talking to you about like some weird science thing, like he may be using words that you have never heard of in your life. So that could be the same thing us like talking to somebody else. Like if we say are you saved, they can be like, what do you mean? There's so many ways that word could be used.
And that word, interesting, my mom does children's church and they were like talking about being saved, and she said, so which of y'all are saved? And one, I think it was a little girl raised her, it was like, I'm saved. And she was like, so what's your story?
Yeah,
he was like, well, I was grounding and someone saved me.
Yeah,
that's well, she thought she was saved.
They were saved. Yeah,
they were saved. But that's what she thought of as being saved. Like yeah. So
that kind of goes into it. Like, just because we have these terms and terminology that like we know relates to Christian, the Christian religion, like they don't know those things. They don't have those terms. So we have to be intentional and loving to them and show them like, hey, just because there's Christians outside of like these rallies and stuff, putting up signs saying turn or burn, like you're going to hell, like what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Like there's truth in that, but they're going about it the wrong way.
For sure.
That's not who God is. God is love.
Yeah. And you said a word, intentional. Mm-hmm. And this summer, I was so blessed to be able to go to do this SLA program at Fuge. And that was their thing. So this program, you're like junior staffer, and your job is to interact with the kids, kind of, and be a helper. And their word is be intentional with them. And that word has just stuck with me since July 2nd. So, like, being intentional is so important in anything. Being intentional in your schoolwork, being intentional in your friendships, being intentional in your family home. And that, like you said, you have to be intentional. Don't be friends with them and just never bring up the conversation.
Yeah.
But be intentional the way you act. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to hang out with them, and just because they curse, you're going to curse.
Yeah.
That's not the right intentionality. Mm-hmm. You have to be intentional and act right, but don't force it on them. Just be intentional and have a plan, a long-term plan to hopefully share the gospel with them.
Yeah, you just have to be real, and you have to, like, really, like, walk, walk out, like, the Christian lifestyle, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can't be fake about it, because they'll see through that. And if they're with you, and you're like behaving one way, like trying to be good in front of them, but then they see you behaving some other way with like another group, they'll notice that, and they'll know that you're faking it, and it'll make them not want to hear anything else that you say.
And with the Christian, almost a religion, but with the Christian faith, being real is probably the hardest thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because...
well, staying consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being real too. You got to think... we all are saved, but being real in our life and being real in our Christian walk daily is probably one of the hardest things, for at least for me, is to do, is be real every single day and uplift God's name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is so important, because like you said, they see through that.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to talk, like we were saying, you have to be real. You can't be fake, because if they see you cursing or they see you partying, they're just going to be like, oh, they're partying? I can do that too.
Well, yeah, and if they've never been to church and they don't know anything about Christianity, and you're trying to tell them, Like, okay, well, God came, he sent Jesus, like, and you explain, mm-hmm. like, Jesus is God's son, and that's why we celebrate Christmas, mm-hmm. which, that's this time of year. Yeah. Jesus was sent to take up our sins and to die for us so that we can be in heaven one day. Mm-hmm. And you say, like, we sin every day, but we're not supposed to. But then they see you sinning every day, which we're going to sin, yeah. but they see you doing, like, egregious sins yeah. that you tell them is bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell them, okay, like, I see that you're drinking, but God calls us not to be drunk with wine. Or I see yeah. you're cursing, but God tells us to, like, guard our mouth and our hearts. Yeah. But then they see you doing those same things. Mm-hmm. Then what makes them want to believe what you're saying or yeah. to follow the same God that you do?
And every Christian is hypocritical because we all sin. But there's lines that you shouldn't cross. And yeah. not saying that you're never going to sin. But especially when you're trying to witness to someone, you have to be intentional with, okay, I'm being intentional with my struggles right now because I'm trying to witness this person. And I know I can't be doing these things. Yeah. You shouldn't want to do them regardless because you're a Christian. And that's what God kind of calls you not to do. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't be like, ooh, you know, I kind of want to go out drinking with my buddies, even though you just told someone that God calls us not to drink. Like, you can't do that. Yeah. That's...
And I think that if you know that you have done one of those things, mm-hmm. or you know that you have sinned, and if they saw you or if they didn't, you need to go tell them, like, hey, I made a mistake, and this isn't right.
Yeah.
And if you saw me doing this, I want to apologize to you. I've already apologized and repented to God, but I want to apologize to you, too, yeah. because I wasn't setting the right example.
But also, like you said, tell them. And if they're struggling with something that you've struggled with, be real about them with that too.
Yeah.
Just don't act like you're this cookie cutter Christian in that I've never struggled with anything that.
Yeah.
Because that's not. Because then there's like, oh, I can never live up to that expectation. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I've done this, this, and this, and I will never live up to what God wants me to be. Mm-hmm. The thing is, there's only one cookie cutter, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
There's only one perfect human being.
And we're all trying to fit the mold of Jesus, yeah. but none of us are good enough to fit it by ourselves. We need him
yeah.
with us. I think that's very important not to come off as high and mighty, like, I'm a Christian yeah. and you need to do this because this is what's
and
right.
That's kinda and that's kind of how those turn like burn
me.
People are.
You need to tell them, like, you don't need to be like me. You need yeah. to be like Jesus. Yeah. And I'm trying to be like Jesus.
There's that passion song, More Like Jesus.
Yeah.
More of you means less of me. And that's something that I know as I struggle with daily. Like, because it's so hard. Mm-hmm. And I was watching, there's this preacher, Mike Todd. He's kind of a newer coming up on like the popularity preacher scale. I know that's so weird to call it. There's yeah. like the preacher like thrones and stuff like that. But he's coming up there and he's very grown to fame really quickly. And he was talking about all these things, decisions, relationships, all these things that are in our lives that we have control of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but who's on the throne of it? Like, yeah. is it you? Because are you in control of your emotions? Yes. Are you in control of your relationships? Yes. And we're all in control of that. But he's like, the thing is, you control these things, but what really needs to control those things is God. Yeah. He should be controlling your relationships. He should be controlling your emotions. He should control everything. And that's just something that we lose sight of.
And a lot of times... like, as a Christian, whenever I'm sure it happens with other people too, but whenever I try to, like, take control of those areas, whenever I try to take control of a relationship or try to put myself into a situation that I know that I shouldn't be in, mm-hmm. It only ends badly.
Yeah.
It does not ever end well. And then you have to repent of that sin, and you know, like, it still hurts your heart.
Yeah.
But you know that God's forgiven you, but it's hard.
Like, to forgive yourself.
To forgive yourself in that situation. And especially if we're talking or we're trying to minister to someone else, which we always should be mm-hmm. trying to do.
Because that's our jobs aren't to be Christians and not live it. Our jobs should be disciples to further his kingdom.
Yeah, if we're trying to witness to others, then that doesn't set a good example for yep. them. And it doesn't show them, like, the right way. And just, like, going back to something I said about, like, people at conventions or whatever, mm-hmm. or like parades, like holding up the signs that say, like, you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. my Sunday school teacher, Matt, I believe it was last Sunday or might have been the Sunday before, anyway, we were talking about this same thing. And he said that one like event he was at, there was people with those types of signs. And he went up to him And you said, like, who do you serve? Like, do you serve God? And they said, yeah. And you said, well, you look nothing like him.
Yeah.
Like, this is not how God is. This is not how God behaves. Like, no. he isn't here saying you're going to hell, like, you're condemned. This
because we would all be in hell now.
Yeah, he loved us. He sent his son to come so that we didn't have to be condemned. Like, that's what they should be saying. Like, Jesus is here so that you don't have to go to hell. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus came so that we can be in heaven one day. Not, you're going to hell. This is wrong. Jesus loves you, and he's here with open arms.
Mm-hmm. So, a couple of things, if I'm going to pass that off to you, and then you can pass it back off to me, is, so if, say, me and you, you're a Christian, and I am non-Christian, but you see, ooh, I really feel like God's calling me to witness this person and be in his life somehow, and I really want him to turn to Christ.
Yeah.
What are some things that you would say you would do? What is your plan to try to win me over to Christ?
Well, I think that
first, not winning you over because you're not God, but like to plant that seed.
I think that first I would probably talk to you,
mm-hmm.
and of course talk to you, but try to like don't come across as like pushy. Just mm-hmm. come across as like friendly,
mm-hmm.
and like talk to them and say like, okay. I try to build that relationship, and then you can always invite them to church. Like that is the easiest thing you can ever do. And if they're worried about going to church, there might have been like something in their past that mm-hmm. happened at a church that keeps them away from wanting to go there, or maybe they've just never gone to a church.
Or something. Yeah.
So once you like open that door, there's all kind of opportunities you can talk to them, and then you just have to keep like that word that we use intentional. You just have to keep being intentional to talk about them, and if they don't come to church, you can. You're an example for them every single day, whenever you, how you behave and how you act.
Yeah.
And they'll see a difference in you. Like, people always used to come up to me at school and like, hey, why don't you, I ever hear you curse? Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody curses. Like,
yeah, my friends make fun of me because I don't curse.
Yeah. And, like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
To them, like, that, like, who is this guy? Why is he acting like this? Well, like, I have friends that's like, why are you never mad?
Yeah.
Like, I get upset.
Yeah.
But God calls us to be slow to wrath, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take it out on you. I'm not going to do that. Or if I do, like, I'm going to try to
be behind closed doors, punching my bed or something like that.
Well, and like, I'm not perfect. I still have like mistakes, you know,
but
people notice those things. Like, even if we're not 100% of the time, like, perfect in those aspects, they'll notice that there's something different.
Yeah.
And that'll open the door to more conversations. Mm-hmm. But I think that we just need to, use like words that relate to them in everyday life, mm-hmm. you know, like talk about who Jesus is. Like, that's a word that we have to use, but we can say that he loves us and that he came to cover all the bad things that we did, you know, not like, hey, are you saved through Jesus to cover your sins? Yeah. Like, they're like, what?
Our pastor, we did this walk-through nativity thing.
Yeah.
And at the end, he gave everyone a penny, and he kind of challenged us. And sadly, I haven't done it, but I've been thinking about it. I get in the car, and they're on my side. And it's a penny with a cross in it. And it's a very easy way to share the gospel. And you're like, okay, how much is this penny worth?
Yeah.
It's worth 1 cent. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, for God so loved the world, he sent.
Yeah.
And that's what One was sent to love. And that's the gospel right there.
Yeah.
One was sent.
One was sent for us.
Yeah. And there's a couple things I would do. And I think for, you didn't really touch on this, but I know like, this isn't what you would do to them maybe.
Yeah.
But this is for yourself. Prayer.
Oh, for sure.
I know for me, I know I'll be struggling or I want to witness to someone or talk to someone or I care about someone and I'm burdened for them. But I never like think of, Braden, you need to go to prayer first. That's your lifeline to God, you know? So first I'll pray about it. Pray that God will give you the words to say, that God will just lead you through the plan and that mm-hmm. he has a plan. He has a greater purpose for that conversation.
I think also in prayer you can, because we have like this group of Christians along with us, our friends, we could ask them to pray for us.
Yeah.
Or we can go talk to them about it and get that that help also.
But like you said, I think, and that we were talking about earlier, being intentional is probably the most important thing
mm-hmm.
that you can do. Because Intentional isn't like turn or burn, or like, because you're being, it's being caring, loving, understanding,
and not giving up.
Yeah.
Like, if you invite them to church and they say no, or if they say they might come and they don't, don't give up.
Yeah.
Like, keep at it, because we wouldn't have wanted, like, whenever we started going to church, whenever somebody started talking to us, the first time we said no, what if they gave up?
Yeah. And, like, how I was saying understanding, what if there's this story and, like, those people that are like, turn or burn, or you're going to hell, or stuff like that. What if there's this reason they don't go to church? What if this is just a scenario, which I know everyone's, I think, heard, that their mother might have died or something like that, and the church just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Their church that they've been going to their whole life wasn't there. You have to be understanding of that. You just can't say, well, that's not every single church, and you're just dumb for not coming to church, because that's not every... You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to be understanding, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I understand what you're going through. Even, like... I've never lost, like, a mother, but, like, you have to act like you're understanding of them, and be there, be genuine, and love them.
Yeah.
The first thing is to love all. That's what God calls us to do.
Well, that's what we all want, is love. And, like, we show that love and that need, that want for it in, like, different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, honestly, that's what we all, like, are searching for. That's what we all want.
Love it. Love is probably, love, intentionality, and prayer is the three things I would say.
Yeah.
That you have to, and patience. Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes along with being intentional and not giving up.
Because if you don't have patience, and that's something prayer, you have to pray for, if you don't have patience, you'll just give up. Because there's some people that just, like, they're like, whatever, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need them
anymore, kind of
thing. And, but you feel called, like, God's like, hey, Brayden, I want you to speak to this person.
Yeah.
And you've been talking to them for 3 years. You've been living out 3 years. You pray for them all the time for 3 years, and nothing happens. And I have a person I can name right now, but I'm not. It's so discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, you want to come to church? They're like, nah, I got something else to do.
Yeah.
And it's so discouraging. But I know God's like, okay.
Well,
he'll give me sermons to help lift my confidence up, and like, okay, Brayden, patience, this is what I was saying. It's going to be there eventually. You just have to be there, be intentional with those conversations.
Well, something that our church is doing for, like, the new year is, it's called, like, Find Your One.
Yeah.
And I challenge y'all to do that too. It's like, find that one person that you know isn't in church, mm-hmm. or you know that probably isn't saved, like, doesn't have that relationship, and just... be intentional about talking to them. Be intentional about sharing with them. Love on them. And just, like, show them who God is, kind of thing. And have that one person all year, if it takes it, or even longer, like, multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't give up. Like, because
you can't start with five. If you can't do one, it's a process.
Yeah.
Like you just said, you know, I'm this person, and I'm going to witness to 10 people this year, and all 10 people are going to get saved. That's not how... Like, it could, but you got to start with one. Like, that's the thing. It has to start with one.
And it's not like every year God gives us a list. He's like, okay, I need you to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, okay, we have this relationship, and we know that we're going to heaven.
Yeah.
And we should want our friends and those that we love to be there with us one day.
Yeah.
So find that person and make sure you share with them to the best of your ability and show them who God is, and then maybe... they'll make that decision for themselves. Because you can't make it for them. As hard as it is and as much as you want to, you can't make that decision
and
for
especially
them.
If that one's your friend.
Yeah.
I think if that one's your friend, you have to be extra cautious with how you live your life and at what you say. Because, like, they're your friend and they're your best friend. Like, they might be your best friend that's not saved. But you just have to be very cautious because they know everything about you. Just about, they've known everything you've done because you're your friend. You tell your friends before you tell anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just be cautious and be intentional with how you live your life and what you say and how you are around other people. Because if you're being fake, they're not going to want any part of that.
Mm-hmm. That's what we challenge y'all to do this year.
Find your one.
And to be intentional with them and to not give up. And just know that not everybody has, like, the same Christianity IQ as us.
Yeah.
But that everybody still needs Jesus in that relationship. We got, like, a new segment that we're going to try out.
So, And the Christmas spirit, because you know it's about 6 days away. I can't wait. What about you, Blake?
Oh yeah, I'm stoked.
I love Christmas.
We're going to see Star Wars tonight.
I know. So
every 2 years, Star Wars comes out around Christmas.
Well, Not next year. There's going to be a little break.
Star Wars kind of gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Star Wars isn't a Christmas movie, but kind of gets me in the spirit.
Okay, so in the Christmas spirit, talking about movies, Blake, what is your top three Christmas movies? And if you can find an honorable mention,
okay,
what is your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is probably, this is difficult, probably Home Alone 2, okay? It would be higher, but the bird lady is kind of creepy.
Okay.
Okay, my third one is probably The Grinch. It's a banger, okay? But it's not as good as my top two. My second one is Home Alone. That's a classic.
I watched that last week.
And my first movie should be everyone's first movie. It's Elf. That movie is the best Christmas movie ever made. There's no argument about it.
Okay. My honorable mention is going to be it's not really a Christmas movie, but people like to call it a Christmas movie because it was set in Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Iron Man 3, you know, Marvel.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's set in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's Christmas.
In the snow. There's a Christmas pageant.
There is. My number three is, you know, I'm a comic book nerd, so you're going to see the next one's also a superhero movie because it's not also a Christmas movie, but it is Shazam.
Another good movie.
Yes, another good movie, and it's more set in Christmas than Iron Man because there's Santa Claus in this one.
Kind of feel like you're cheating, but...
Okay, number two, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. As a child...
Classic.
As a child, I remember always looking forward for the 25 Days of Christmas mm-hmm. on ABC Family... And always watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. Santa Claus comes down to another.
Little fact of mine, I was baptized during the Christmas time with a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer shirt. That's one thing I will never forget.
So you're connected spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he was bad. Father, son, Rudolph. I'm kidding. And my final one is Santa Claus 2.
Okay.
Santa Claus, because like you got two double Santa, naughty Santa, and just a little different.
All right.
But really, I could throw Santa Claus 1, 2, or 3 up top and there, up there. Those are
Jack Frost is a banger. And
it is.
I think it's the third one. Is that one?
Yes, I almost put that one up there, but I was like, you know, I remember two was kind of scary too.
Yeah.
Two had like a horror vibe and a like fun vibe. Mm-hmm. So like that was one that I will always remember.
All great movies.
So. If we don't do another podcast because it's a kind of busy season next week, we don't have church and we usually film them at church because it's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But you know, Kanye did say Jesus is Born is releasing on December 25th. So that might be the next episode. And then the next
week. If it releases, that's definitely the next
episode. But then the next week, me and him will be at Passion Conference 2020.
Yeah.
So we don't know if we'll get one out then. But for sure, we will get one. This might be the last one in the new year. But if not, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, we
thank love you y'all. For listening to us.
Thank you to like the three people that listen.
God bless. Hello. This is the Borden's Movie Review Podcast. Yeah.